بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا ما بعد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم رب زدني علما. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Beloved respected listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept us all with afia, in the state of iman, with health, alhamdulillah. He's kept us all, alhamdulillah. We're in this month of Sha'ban, and we have the great month of Ramadan just over our head, alhamdulillah. Less than a month. Today is the 6th of Sha'ban. And usually when I talk about the sunnah of the time. Allahumma rizukna ittiba nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi kulli zaman, fi kulli makan, fi kulli hal. Allah enable us to follow in the footsteps of Nabiyyi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at all times, all places, and all situations. Right now we are in a situation, in fact. Since 1 year, our situation. So how would Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam behave in a situation like this? And right at the beginning, if you remember, even before the lockdown and at the beginning of the lockdown, when this pandemic started, or when it was discovered, started a little bit before that, then as it became a pandemic and announced as a pandemic. So, alhamdulillah, a lot of you, all of us, alhamdulillah, in health, fine. And many around you know that they're in health, alhamdulillah. I don't know if anybody here has a direct relative who passed away in Canada. Now, if he's over 70, 65, or 60, don't tell me he passed away in the pandemic, or 80, 90. Because even if he did, mashallah, 80, 90, at that age he became shaheed. Right? Like a friend, his father was 99 years old, 103, 102 Islamically, he passed away. Right? That's only one friend that we know of. That does anybody have? Maybe if there is in the audience, they can raise their hands and say, yeah, in Canada, so and so of ours have passed away. Alhamdulillah. What do we understand? What do we learn? Everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always make this dua at this time. Because when Dajjal comes, Dajjal means deceiving, cheating, fooling, lying. Always make this dua. If I show you something right now, I present you something, and if it's a lie, I could be a master in the gift of the gap, in speaking, in delusion, in magic or something, and lie to you and fool you. Huh? And this is one of the common things in the world. Many years ago, I was at my dad's house, and in Reader's Digest, there was a book called, you heard of Reader's Digest? Okay. This was, I wish I could find that one, same Reader's Digest that I read. In there, the title was, How Honest Are Dentists? What was the title? How Honest Are Dentists? How Truthful Are Dentists? And an American, he goes to, now I can't remember exactly the story, but I'm going to give you the gist of it in the mafhum that it's to be understood in the story. He went to over 25 dentists around America. He went to 25 dentists around America for his mouth. From all different states around America. We live in North America, so just our neighbors. They get charged, we get charged. If you don't have insurance, you know what you're paying, boy. You know, if you just want to do a little work, You come up with thousands out of your pocket, yeah? Yeah, yeah. People who I know, or my son or daughter or my wife, they need a dentist work 5, 6, 7 thousand. Spend 10,000. Yeah, we do. We know that. We know that, yeah? And so he goes to all these dentists, 25. He's narrating this. And he goes, I went. And he goes, 3 dentists actually missed the problem. They totally missed the problem. Out of the 25 or so. They missed the problem. Totally missed the 3 problems that I had. And I got quotes from, it was about $300-$400 to $20,000. At the end, I go to where students of dentistry are under their masters, professors, going there. If you go to Toronto, now I don't know if you can go. You know, there's a UFT, there's for, you can go, and very cheap, because they're all students working there, and all their professors are there. So they don't rock, it's exactly, right? And it's much more cheaper than other dentists. So, because at the end I went to there, and the cost was $500, and the problem all, exactly the problems too. Because actually I wish I could read that top of the, I read it at my father's house, there was a Reader's Digest and I read it. And the title was, How Honest Are Dentists? We live in a society where everybody is materialistic in money. We live in a, you know, money talk, deceiving, how can I get the extra penny off everyone? Yeah? This is the way and how do I fool that? So a person could be on a level in the masses, I'm an Alim Hafiz, right? I haven't got any certificate. I left them all in madrasa. If you don't believe me, you can ask my teachers. Out I go. Simple. Alhamdulillah, Hafiz, nobody can say you're not a Hafiz. But I could take advantage sitting here and talk about anything. You don't know because you're not Hafiz and Alim, yeah? You're not Hafiz and Alim. And I can talk anything to you and you can believe me. And you will believe me. One, number one, is people who stayed with me. There's mashallah, Sayyid Mubarak's children, they've stayed with me, you know, people, their wives and that have stayed with me since, so they saw a person's, you know, his sunnah, his taqwa, or the zahir and taqwa. I have nothing in me. Nobody, فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Nobody claims that I'm pure. Zahir and they've seen my dealings, zahir and they've seen me. So automatically with the closed eyes, the whole world can say Zakiyya is an evil person, but they'll say I'm a good person. Yeah? Yeah. And that's the way Allah says. But the issue of when the person, when he puts, like today, the YouTube and that people go to, and they go to all these different muftis and all these different things, you don't know what you're watching, you don't know. You are sahbah. Oh, how many books did Allah reveal? Think, how many books did Allah reveal? 4 great books and many sahihs. So say, we say in less than 10, all of those books or printed scriptures, not printed meaning written scriptures, not actually written, but written by the Hawariyun or the Sahab, you know, the ones after them, written meaning the holy, holy. But Allah did, and how many Anbiya? We don't know the exact number, but some say 125,000, 124,000, but we don't know. But over 100,000 prophets. What do we learn? It's not just a book that you read and you become something, the one you stay with, the Sahaba, the companionship that you take in. Huh? So today in the world, people open up news, people look at the media in that. A person, Dajjal, how are you going to save yourself from Dajjal? You think that you can save yourself? What did Rasulullah teach us? Who knows? What are the words we want to use against Dajjal? Put your hands up if you know. Just put your hands up. I just want... Nobody's... Do you guys speak English? Come on! Okay, I'll give you a clue. You read it every Friday, inshallah. Nobody still knows? Yeah. Put your hands up. Khalil, come on, put your hands up. Mamun, you don't know? I'm asking a question. Put your hands up. Huh? Surah Kahf. Why? Where did you learn that from? Who told you? And it's true. If Rasulullah said this, that if Dajjal you think, you start reading, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَنزَلَ عَلَى عَبْدِهِ الْكِتَابَ وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ عِوَجًا قَيِّمًا لِيُنذِرَ بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا مِنْ لَدُنْهُ وَيُبَشِّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ. You start reading that. And, okay? That's why my shaykh, he's passed away. He used to advise that read it right now in this time and age every day, Surah Kahf. And everybody should know it off by heart, especially the first 10 ayats and the last 10 ayats. So this is, you're using that, aren't you? You're using that to know the fitness of Dajjal in that. Why? Because everything you're turning to Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not teach us any other type of stuff that we do. Every time you turn, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. The first place you turn to is, how do you seek help? Is through patience and salah. Through salah. And salah literally also means dua. And this is why we make dua after salah, because dua is accepted. And in salah, how many dua is there? Before we do salam, every person before he does salam, he does a dua. Some say Allahumma inni zalamtu, some say Allahumma rabbana atina, some say rabbana zalamna, some say Allahumma kfini ma qaddamtu wa ma akhartu, and these are from hadith. Some say some ayahs of the Holy Quran. This is all, you know, from hadith, no problem. Like after Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala durud Ibrahim, we do salah, we make a dua, and then we do salam, right? And even in the different positions of salah, you can make in sajda, you can make dua in the nafil when you read non-obligatory salah. In the sajda, you're supposed to make in the tahajjud time, the best place to make dua is because you're closest to Allah. Allah's closest to you. So dua, we make dua and that is our protection. Understand? When you make this dua, one dua that I'm teaching you, that every day make this dua. One dua that we always make and we have to make, and a salah is not a salah without this dua, because it's a part of a surah, is اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. We are on the right path. Who doubts? Who, anybody here doubts that he's on the right path? Alhamdulillah, nobody doubts. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Allah will keep it that way. We are on the right path. Islam, alhamdulillah. إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. In the sight of Allah, only Islam is accepted. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. A person who chooses another religion beside Islam is not accepted. لَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. So Islam is deen, alhamdulillah. Even then we're saying, اِهْدِنَا الصَّرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. And another dua, don't worry if you can't learn the Arabic, but always make this dua. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا ورزقنا اتباع وارنا الباطل باطلا ورزقنا اجتنابا. Oh Allah, show us truth to be truth and accept the truth and follow the truth. Allah, show us the batil, the falsehood to be falsehood, and Allah enable us to refrain from batil. Because the biggest things of the Dajjali fitna is this, Dajjal. Dajjal means the greatest cheater, greatest liar, greatest deceiver. Dajjal. Allah is Al-Wahhab, Allah is Al-Razzaq, Allah is Al-Fattah. So we say like that, Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. And nobody, you cannot say Zakariya is Ar-Rahman. You can say so-and-so is Ra'uf Ar-Rahim. Rasulullah s.a.w. was Ra'uf Ar-Rahim. But and that's also Allah's name. But for Ar-Rahman, it's only Dajjal with the, you know, Mushaddad. It's the greatest deceiver and greatest cheater. And his fitness and the things that are going to come before it is that cheating. So today, many things we hear, we see, and we get so influenced, that it has so much negative effects upon us. But alhamdulillah, today, alhamdulillah, we're all healthy, nothing's wrong. Many people got the COVID, many people got out of it, many people like make them healthy. Just last week, a friend or the whole family, the friend, and then he was talking about some relatives in Pakistan who passed away. I go, yeah, that's the best time to talk about somebody passing away, is when you're so severe sick in COVID. I go, that's the last thing you talk about, somebody passing away in COVID. I go, you're not supposed to talk about that. He passed away because he or she, Allah made, so that's the end of the life. Yes, if a Muslim passes away in COVID or Corona, whatever you call it, then a person is shaheed, he or she is shaheed, inshallah. And who have, we make dua that Allah give them all shahadat. And we cry, and the worst was for our brothers and sisters in Sri Lanka, who had to see their beloved ones burned to death. You know, dead, deceased bodies burned. This is the things to cry about, you know. Otherwise, shahadat they had, alhamdulillah. And if we're to, and everybody's gonna go. Who's scared of death? Put your hands up. Nobody? Any death? So do we believe that death is gonna come to us? We do. This is the believer. So nobody, so you're gonna die now, you're gonna die after, you're gonna die with this. I'm not saying do not take the precautions. Yeah, you're wearing 20 masks, you're wearing everything, you're totally cleaning your hands and everything. Five times daily salat, you're not reading any salat. Okay, so in the morning you read Fajr Salat, you have a Jamaat in the masjid, you're in protection of Allah. You're in protection of Allah. You're already in protection. After the muazzin give adhan, and then you're sitting there after you read your sunnah, you say, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyah fi dunya wal-akhirah. You've already asked for afiyah in dunya and akhirah, Allah's going to give you afiyah. You said, Bismillah alladhi la yadurru, you've read muazzin, you read ayatul kursi, okay. Now, if you did that, but you didn't do this, where is your iman? Where is my iman? Yes, wear a mask. Yes, keep your distance. Do that if you want. I'm not saying the person got a vaccine. I'm not going to the vaccine. That's up to you and your doctor, and whoever wants to take it, they'll take it, whatever. It's personal things. Like if I talk about other stuff, that there's many people who haven't given their children many vaccines, like the polio, and all the ones that they have to. They got exempted papers from the school and that. So it's a personal thing. I'm not even discussing that. Now, and I'm not saying that, but always turn to Allah. Turn to Allah, connect with Allah, connect with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah enable us to keep us alive in this month with health and everything. Allah enable us to have Ramadan and Mubarak. We can start the collection, inshallah. And everybody's requested to spend generously for the masjid. Allah give you all the best of dunya. Allah give you all your relatives, all your surroundings. Allah give everybody health, afiyah. And those, if anybody had any relatives back home or anywhere who passed away in this, and it was labeled that they died in the corona, then Allah give them the status of shahada. And like I said, if a person is 99 years old and then he dies in corona, so or COVID and that, so he was going to die in something else, the person is going to die. 100. You can even see, and if you even study, if Allah shows you everything, you will understand the more real picture that today, where are you? You're in the masjid, alhamdulillah. Allah, keep it like this. Allah, keep it like this. Allah, please do not close down the masjid because of our a'mal. Allah, please do not deprive of us from the tawaf of your house because of our a'mal, Allah. Allah, we are weak, Allah. Ya Allah, we're the ummah of Rasulullah. Allah, we ask your forgiveness, Allah. Allah, please do not. Because of what? وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُوًا كَثِيرٌ. Whatever musibah reaches you or me or anybody is because of what our hands have earned. And Allah looks over much. Allah does not. Allah is al-Halim, forbearing. Allah is so forbearing that He doesn't. Otherwise, I won't even be on the earth. That's how polluted I am. We're all so like this. But Allah is so kind to us. Allah is so kind to us, my beloved. So whatever comes, it's because of our deeds. Always, this is a month, and now the month of Ramadan is coming. So let's turn to Allah in repentance. Let's turn to Allah with this, that we want to change our life. We want to turn. We want to, and do try, right now, the sunnah of this month is fasting more than any other month, before I forget. One of the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to fast, some narrations, the whole month of Sha'ban. In Bukhari narration, the whole month of Sha'ban he used to fast. And then Ramadan is Fardh fasting, but Nafil fast, as a Nafil fast. So Allah enables us to fast much. Inshallah, next week I'll talk about the 15th of Sha'ban, inshallah too. Allah accept us all. We finish, inshallah, we can start. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all. And inshallah, by the second Jumu'ah here, isn't that? So by 2:15, inshallah, everybody should be out, inshallah. And please do not gather around outside the masjid. Nobody gather around. Quickly go in your cars and go home, inshallah. Allah keep us all with afiyat. Allah give you the best.